ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are now listening to the best 2 hours in sports radio.
How are the two best hosts on Grid Radio?
Moneyline with Donnie Wrightside.
Mustache, glasses, and a bacon, egg, and cheese. You know what? I just keep moving. I keep it moving.
But here.
Kevin Walsh.
No, it's not a bad take. You're in outer space
right now. And the dream team of callers.
Right? I hope you guys checked the tape right. That was the 5-0 Vegas.
Bring it.
Astros, Rangers, Astros over.
Smoke.
Check
all
the
smoke.
Tape.
Yep. Easy, too. Well, it's easy. It feels good.
It was, wasn't it? Man.
I listened to you guys also with all that great information you gave out on players' props. So it's going to be a fun night tonight.
I just honestly became a huge Sports Grid fan and over the last year, and I found you in K-Dub Show, man, and I have been addicted.
And let me give a shout-out to my man, JP, holding it down behind the scenes.
There it is.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 159.
Let's get excited, people. It is a Football Friday here on the Sports Grid Network. Yes, you heard that correctly here, a Football Friday, because why? We had a doubleheader in the NFL last night, which we'll talk about. We have games today, which we'll talk about. We'll also talk about games on Saturday and Sunday. I thought I saw a tweet today. Actually, I did see a tweet today, and it said, get ready for, like, now, for this weekend, until the end, or sort of like, I basically should say the middle of February, where we will have football. What a time to be alive, and it feels like we finally made it. Now, granted, we don't have regular season football just yet, but we do have preseason football. And last night, if you were looking forward to watching a young rookie, number 2 overall draft pick of the Houston Texans, CJ Stroud, here's what you got.
Early in his Patriots tenure. Now Stroud hanging in, throws it to the near side, picked up. And on the return for the pass, sidestepping ahead is Mills. Takes it back across the middle, trying to turn the corner on the far side.
Look at that, interception yesterday. Second drive of the game for CJ. Well, it is what it is. He's going to have to learn on the fly. There's no question about that. He's going to be okay. We've seen young quarterbacks struggle in their first preseason games in the past. Heck, we've seen Hall of Fame quarterbacks struggle their entire rookie years in the NFL. I'm not all that worried about at this point here. So we'll get into CJ Stroud a little bit later, also in the show. The San Francisco 49ers, which we have a nice little topic here that we can get into today, who continue to say, woulda, coulda, shoulda, if we beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh my goodness. We would have Phillip Rivers starting in the Super Bowl for us. That was our game plan. Congratulations on that game plan that never came to fruition because the Eagles rocked the San Francisco 49ers. And you will get your quarterbacks hurt if you don't block for your quarterbacks, which the San Francisco 49ers did not do in the NFC Championship game. They weren't fluke injuries. They were just Kyle Shanahan leaving unbelievably talented pass rushers one-on-one with guys that couldn't handle them, which equates into you getting your quarterbacks exploded on contact. And that's what happened. So would it have been interesting to see if Phillip Rivers was in the Super Bowl? No, it just would have meant Kansas City would have won probably by about 21 to 24 points in that Super Bowl if Phillip Rivers was there. But having said that, it still would have been interesting to watch it play out. Phillip Rivers from the couch with his 12 kids saying, you know what? Let me get back out there for one more game, see if I can get me a ring out here. Now, today, we got a lot of topics to talk about, man.
Hey, yo.
We really do. So let's have some fun with it and get after it. You know, Bryce Harper in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Phillies making a charge. Now, 4 games clear in the wild card race. But Bryce Harper having a little bit of back spasms there. We'll see if he's back in the lineup tonight. And in hour number one, we're going to hit the Major League Baseball card tonight. Not happy with my performance yesterday in the afternoon. Picked up two wins but had more losses and weren't able to turn a profit. And later in the day, the night games, I said, you know what? Let me just sit this one out. Take a look at some numbers. And quite frankly, to be honest, which most people said, oh, shouldn't have sat out the night card. I went unbeaten. No, I didn't. I would have lost money if I was in the night card last night. And that's just being honest here, really. If you guys want to get your calls through in today's show, they're easy to do. You guys know the number. 844-843-6879. Also, if you want to get through and don't have time to call us, hit us up at hashtag SGMoneyline on Twitter. Got any plays? What are you looking to do this weekend? Heck, what are you betting? What are you watching? What are you eating and what are you drinking? Hit me up on that line, certainly. We can have some fun with that. I'll try to read as many as I possibly can, depending on the volume of those tweets that do come through here. Now, Major League Baseball, again, as I said, we're going to talk a lot about that in hour number one. Some really good options today, because if I'm looking from my numbers, which we're going to go over the pitchers to fade here, there's a couple on that card that you're going to want to get after tonight. We always look at the 5 o'clock club, as I like to call it, right? Right around 5 o'clock, those lineups are full, ready to go. And also the guys with the xFIPs above 5 over the past 6 weeks in Major League Baseball with a minimum of 20 innings pitched. We have 4 of those today. And by the way, a couple guys just missing the cut as well. We might be using also same game parlay at the FanDuel Sportsbook with yesterday. I was one, I guess, leg short, you could say. And that was Vladimir Guerrero. By the way, if things broke right yesterday, we would have covered a lot of bets in the first inning alone, which included Vladimir Guerrero's RBI props. And that also would have triggered Whit Merrifield getting a base hit and scoring a run and getting an RBI for our same game parlay. Didn't happen yesterday, but I got a plus 282 on the board today, which I will give in the next segment. So what do you say we do this? We'll start this hour off talking about Major League Baseball, the games tonight, where we see fit and where we think we can make some money. And then after that, we'll take a look at the NFL card both tonight and also this weekend to see if there's any ways we can make some money, because I told you before, and I said it yesterday, if you didn't tune in, there are two games I really like. And also, when we talk about the odds market and the odds market moving around, it is on a certain preseason game. Again, next segment, we're going to talk Major League Baseball. After that, we're going to talk about betting some of these preseason games and finding that underlying value. It's a Friday afternoon on the Sports Grid Network. There's no better place to be. It's Donnie Wrightside right here with Moneyline. I got you covered. Don't you go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rolling in hour number one here. Just talked to my producer Christian a moment ago about preseason football and the evolution of preseason football. There was a lot of preseason football games like back in the 70s. 6-game preseason schedule. Imagine that. That's really, they didn't have OTAs in the offseason, so they needed to get ready to go. But even now, like let's just say early 2000s-ish, right? You had the 4 preseason games in the NFL. It used to be, you know, your starters would play the first quarter in the first game. Then they would play 2 quarters in the second game. Then the third game was the dress rehearsal where they would play into the third quarter. Now, the 4th game, nobody played. That was for the guys just to get looks on film and get ready for the season. But now it's turned into, we're not sure who's playing ever at this point, but it does feel like we are getting a little bit more of these starters in, or at least key starters in some situations. Like Deshaun Watson this weekend, he's supposed to be in the game for the, you know, Cleveland Browns. So you are going to get some veterans that are getting snaps here. But we'll get to that in just a little bit. Let's spend a little bit of time here in Major League Baseball. RBI props, love them. I'll take them. Plus money wagers. Sometimes you get bad beats. But you know what I'm starting to run into right now with these bad beats, if you want to call them that? Players that I have to get an RBI that aren't even getting their at-bats in. You say, what do you mean, Donnie? The intentional walk is really driving me up a wall. I got to be honest. There's not, because when you have a player, you can live with, even though you get upset and all of a sudden you start like, you know, you're yelling at the TV, you got him, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. But the simple fact of the matter is when you're actually betting a game for an RBI and you get your player up at the plate with a runner on second base or a runner on third base, one out or less, and you say to yourself, okay, This is why we're going to be cashing in tonight. Doesn't have to be a double with a man on first. Doesn't have to be a solo home run. Let's have some fun. Put the ball in play, and we're going to cash tickets in. There's nothing worse than getting the update on your phone when it says, oh, run has been scored in X game. Let's just say the Atlanta Braves. And they say, oh, look, Murphy drove. Oh, man, Murphy drove in that run? I wonder what happened to Olsen. Oh, yeah, that's right. They walked him with a runner on third base because of how good that player is. I've been burned a few times with that already, and there's nothing that really boils my blood right now more than that. Because as I said, you can take the strikeout, the pop-up, the fly-out. I understand that. Similar to even in the early innings, right? Where you have a runner in scoring position, your guy gets a base hit and they hold him at third base. Yes, you want to scream and yell at the television, but it's part of the baseball game. It's like, hey, you know what? There's no way outs. I understand why they did it. Wish they would have sent him, but maybe rightfully so. But the intentional walk is just driving me up a wall. And it almost has me to the point now where you take a look at some of these teams and what do you say to yourself? Well, it's like Steph Curry in the three-point prop. You never add him. Why? Because you've got to make five of them. And that's the only way you can pay a minus 105 or a plus 110 price there. So you say, how's that crazy where I'm looking at three-point props and I never use the best three-point shooter in the history of the league because his numbers are out of whack? Well, now I'm starting to get that feeling here with the Matt Olsons and the Vladimir Guerreros and even the Shohei Ohtanis, right? Well, they're not getting a chance to hit with runners in scoring position because the other team's like, hey, you know what? Put them on base. So I know a lot of people may be starting to shift to, okay, if they're going to do that and just put players on base, you might just be better off saying to yourself, okay, let's just bet the player to score a run. Now, granted, in most instances, you don't get as good a price as you would for an RBI prop, but what the heck? Like, if you're missing, let's just say you get five at-bats in a game, and I think the other night, was it Olsen? Who did I have? Sometimes my memory escapes me here. Three walks in a game. I think it was Olsen, with two of them that were intentional. Drive you up a wall. Because even like, it's a seventh inning, he's like, okay, I don't have any RBI on the board, but it looks like I'm going to get one more guaranteed at bat. Cool, let's see what happens. And then you get all excited where it's, hey, runners on second and third, one out, and Olsen's up. Oh, we walk him. What? Man. And then, of course, the next day, which he did yesterday, hit a solo home run in his first at bat, and then away you go. You get angry, and that's just the way it is. But Major League Baseball card today, we're going to dip our toes back in the water there, no doubt about it here, for some RBI props. So if you want to give me a follow at Rightside VP, once those cards are finalized, I always put them out. Like, I always like to see what I'm on. The people like to see that. I like to see what the people are on, which, again, is why as we take a look here at hashtag SG Moneyline, Mammoth Hops loves to send it through Twitter. It's what we love, man. Participation in the show, even if you can't call in. He's doing it again today, and he might as well just rinse and repeat because it usually feels good. The Atlanta Braves score runs. That's what they do. Team total today against the Mets, 5.5. He took that. Shohei Ohtani, over a half run to score tonight against the Astros. Parlayed together, that's a plus 232. Can't get mad at that, man. Because there, you have to be the evolution of the sports gambler throughout the season sometimes does have to change. I've tweaked my numbers multiple times just to make sure I'm keeping up with the Joneses here and making sure I'm still profitable at this point. But I do like the fact that you can pivot on some players where it used to be, man, Ohtani, it's a home run like every game. Have you noticed? Shohei Ohtani not getting a lot of pitches to hit anymore. Therefore, he's not hitting home runs, and therefore chances to drive in runs do go down. But I have 24 pitchers on the card today that are rated. That's 6 weeks of pitching, minimum of 20 innings pitched. A lot of these guys, some of these guys are close to 50 innings pitched over the past six and a half weeks here. Like a Luis Castillo. Who else has 50 innings here? Corbin Burns, 50 and two-thirds innings. 48 innings, Kyle Gibson. 49 innings, Justin Verlander. 48 innings, Austin Gomper. And we also have guys just making it. 22 innings pitch for Adam Wainwright, right? So if we look at who the best pitcher on the mound is, you're never going to guess this for the most part, right? You see the pitchers that are set to go today. If I were to tell you, the best pitcher, XFIP-wise, over the past 6.5 weeks in Major League Baseball, he's made 6 starts. He's 2-1, 27 innings pitched, an ERA of 3.67, which is decent, but a stellar XFIP of 2.65. By the way, his FIP number, 1.37. Tarik Skubal of the Detroit Tigers. How about that? I'm looking at a Tigers game against Boston today, and I'm looking to stay away from the Boston lineup here. Number one, they can't hit lefties. That's for sure. Number two, Scooble's doing a great job here. Other pitchers in the top five today. This is just for me, my ratings. Ross Stripling, San Francisco Giants, 3.32 XFIP. Kyle Gibson, Baltimore Orioles, 3.35 XFIP. Luis Castillo, Seattle Mariners, 3.42. Now, he does give it up a little bit to lefties, but he's been sensational against righties, at least over the last month or so. Jesus Luzardo, Miami Marlins, 3.42. Those are the guys you definitely want to stay away from here. You really do. Middle-of-the-road type pitchers here. Paul Blackburn, Andrew Abbott, John Gray, Aaron Saval is going to get the start here for the Tampa Bay Rays. Those are the guys in the middle. Even Charlie Morton, 4.58. And by the way, talking about a side in that game, doesn't really bother me, right? I'm like, you know what? Braves, nah. Heavy price here on the road. Mets not going anywhere. The total in that game, which we'll get to, I think makes a lot of sense tonight. I really do. The guys that you want to fade tonight, ready? The bottom four. Cleveland Guardians pitcher, 24 innings pitched. It's been appeared in 10 games. Xavion Curry. His ERA is a 3. Say, Donnie, why would you go up against that? But his xFIP number is a 5.07. He's getting a little bit lucky. Ryan Nelson of the Arizona Diamondbacks. 8 starts, 3-2 overall, 45 and two-thirds innings, a 5.45. He'll be on that radar today. A guy that's always on the radar. 0-5 in 6 starts the past 6.5 weeks. Only 22 innings pitched because he gets shelled. His ERA, 12.27. His xFIP number, 5.74. That's Adam Wainwright. He's going to get faded tonight for us as well. Worst pitcher on the card. 25 and two-thirds innings over the past 6.5 weeks. 7.28 xFIP. Who is that? Chicago White Sox own Michael Kopech. So there we go. Let's lay out the board. Now let's put it into action. Let's go over this Major League Baseball card. Let's win some money. Friday, phew, how about that? Friday is payday. Come on back. It's Donnie Wrightside.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back, I am yours.
Talking to Major League Baseball here in hour number one. Exciting card tonight. A lot of options, too. Good matchups here. Playoff quality matchups. The phone lines here, by the way, are open. 844-843-6879. There's a guy waiting here. It says Kevin is on the line. I don't believe it. Is there Kevin on the line?
Hello, Donnie. It's Kevin.
Whoa! You sound a little bit different, okay, Dub. What's the deal here?
I'm on vacation, so I wanted to try to disguise my voice.
Oh, all right. Any hot topics for you to talk about tonight?
Just take the Yankees on the money line tonight.
Hi, K-Dub. Well, thanks for that. I mean, we don't even get to hear your voice. there's old K-Dub there. Hi, right. Thanks for checking in, K-Dub, here on a Friday afternoon, telling us to take the Yankees on the money line today. Which, speak of the Yankees, they're playing the Miami Marlins tonight. Now, those Yanks certainly haven't put on a great show here over the past couple weeks. You're looking to make a playoff run, and it doesn't look like your players are responding to said playoff run. Now, if we take a look at the FanDuel Sportsbook, it actually says now TBD for the New York Yankees as a starter, but I'm showing Vasquez here on a couple different outlets. Favorite here for the Marlins at a minus 144 price. Do I like the game overall? Not necessarily. Why? We don't really have anything on Vasquez here. Jesus Luzardo also. I do like him. I think he's a pretty solid pitcher. He struggled a little bit. He's a left-handed pitcher with right-handed batters over the past 30 days or so. But if we're looking at his status on my card tonight, he's a top-five pitcher. Low ERA, but a low xFIP of 3.42. Now, the Yankees, say what you will here. Against left-handed pitching, they've done very well. Take a look at the first 7 batters in the lineup tonight for the New York Yankees, at least as we anticipated. Connor Falefa, Judge, Torres, Stanton, LeMahieu, Bader, and Volpe. The low man on the totem pole is Connor Falefa at 318 as a weighted on base percentage over the past 30 days against lefties. Followed by DJ LeMahieu, 329. Everybody else has really good numbers. Aaron Judge, 598. Gleyber Torres, 473. Stanton, 424. Bader, 398. Volpe, 391. It's an interesting matchup tonight, but again, it's just tough. I just think the Yankees are in a tough spot. I don't know what I'm getting out of the starting pitcher. They're on the road tonight. Maybe it is a night to back the Marlins. Minus 144 price. But don't really have any real say in that game, per se, right? Let's take a look at Cleveland and Tampa. The reason why this game is interesting is, number one, Xavier Curry's on the mound. Not a very good pitcher. If we're lining up his season, or at least let's just go the last 30 days. Elevated ISO power number combined between lefties and righties at 206. But his weighted on base percentages are actually decent across the board. 302 combined, 333 to lefties, 280 to righties. Now, he is a right-handed pitcher, but also 24 innings over the past 6 weeks, 10-game appearances here. He's got a 5.07 xFIP number. So if you're looking on the card today for the Tampa Bay Rays to wake up on offense, which it seemed like they were dormant most of the day yesterday, Diaz, Franco, and Lau right in the middle of that lineup, 1-2-3. Against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days, Diaz, 364, Franco, 340, Brandon Lau, 392. Take a look at Isaac Paredes, 402 weighted on base percentage. And then another couple guys here, Josh Lowe and Jose Siri, 371 and 363, respectively, here with their weighted on base percentages against right-handed pitching. I think they wake up tonight and certainly pitch well. But the interesting part about this game is not necessarily that matchup. It's Aaron Civale coming over here from the Cleveland Guardians, and will be pitching against the Cleveland Guardians. And I asked Joe Ranieri this morning, like, who has actually the advantage in that? Would you think the pitcher would have the advantage because he knows that lineup, or does that lineup know the pitcher? Like, yeah, man, he doesn't like to pitch inside. We know that. We know what pitches he likes to do throw best. He's told us point blank. So we'll see who has that advantage tonight, but if you take a look at the line, it's a monster favorite here for Tampa Bay. By the way, Tampa Bay back-to-back games slipping against the St. Louis Cardinals, not a great look for them. That total listed at 8. So maybe a slight fade of Curry in that game with the first few batters in that lineup being, once again, Diaz, Franco, and Lau. Now, the question would be, is like, what's the better point of appearance here? Diaz has a very good weighted on base percentage, 364. Franco is above average, 340. If I'm looking at it right now today, as I said today, in this hour, the 1 o'clock hour Eastern, probably Lau, who hits in that three-hole, 392 weighted on base percentage, ISO of 300, he probably would be on my card. Rosarena, not having a great last 30 days against right-handed pitchers, probably not. Isaac Paredes, he probably will be. So if you're looking at two guys in that lineup for me, boy, it's really hard. This is a legitimate four-man lineup for me for the Rays, if I'm being honest. Would love to go Lau, Paredes, Series, and Lowe in that lineup. So we'll be digging in that game, no question about it. Curry, out of 24 pitchers today, I have him rated at 21, so something we can keep an eye on. Oakland and Washington today. Paul Blackburn, not bad, not bad. 13th out of 24 pitchers today, 4.27 xFIP number. We flip it over. Johan Adon is on the mound for the Washington Nationals. Doesn't have enough innings to qualify for me, but he does have some really good numbers, by the way, in those innings. Now, as he's not a, let me just double check here. So every once in a while, even some of these bad teams end up throwing out an opener. But I don't technically think that's the case. Let me see. No, it doesn't list him as an opener in this one. So Oakland Athletics, Washington Nationals. How many tickets you're thinking you're selling down there in D.C. for that one? The Oakland Athletics on the road. By the way, when I was growing up, late 80s, early 90s, Oakland came to town for the Yankees or the Orioles. Big ticket, man. Bash Brothers in town. Sight to see. Far cry from what we used to get there. Philadelphia Phillies and the Minnesota Twins tonight. They'll be in Philadelphia. Keuchel versus Sanchez. 9.5 is a total. A heavy favorite here for the Philadelphia Phillies with Christopher Sanchez on the mound. Minus 164 price. He doesn't have any wins to show, but he's actually been a very good pitcher on the season. However, he just faced the Kansas City Royals in a game that I was at, and he got shelled a little bit in that one. So when we take a look, and again, the key to beating the Phillies and a lot of teams in Major League Baseball is what? Put them away by strikeout. You don't get quality at bats with strikeouts. You don't move runners with strikeouts. You don't double in the gap or hit home runs with strikeouts. Dallas Keuchel's only had 23 batters faced here in 2023. He doesn't have a strikeout to his name. But he does have very good ISO power numbers, which means he's missing bats here. And we'll see if that enters into the equation tonight. And also, a Phillies lineup. Look at the top four guys that we anticipate to be in that lineup tonight for the Phillies. Schwarber, Bohm, Turner, and Castellanos. All of those guys against left-handed pitchers have been doing their job. And notice I said, in the top four, we don't show Bryce Harper. Actually, has some really good numbers against left-handed pitchers over the past month. But let's just say he does sit out with back spasms, which he got last night. Schwarber, 318 weighted on base percentage. Bohm, 445. Trey Turner, 458. Castellanos at 326. The rest of that lineup, which would include Realmuto, Castro, Sosa, Wilson, and Rojas. Now, granted, Wilson has a 1.395 weighted on base percentage against left-handed pitching because he went yard the other night, right? He only got two at-bats, so you really can't use that all that much. So if we're looking at just four competent batters in the Phillies lineup tonight, might be a tough one for them to just, you know, bank on and lean on. Now, Christopher Sanchez, as I said, has been having a very good season, but got lit up just a little bit in that last game. He puts away left-handed batters, but in the game tonight, he's probably going to face one left-handed batter, to be honest, Matt Wallner. And this is a lineup that hasn't necessarily hit left-handed pitching all that well. Now, we have a decent-sized number in this game with the Phillies at a minus 164 price and a total at 9.5. 80 degrees in Philadelphia, wind blowing out. Not in love with this game overall, but maybe some options there. Cincinnati Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. It's going to be Abbott on the mound versus Oviedo. Playoff implications for the Pirates, not so much, obviously. But for the Cincinnati Reds, absolutely. The one thing that you do have to like about the Reds and their lineup, at least over the past month against right-handed pitching, they do have ISO power numbers that are elevated, which really should help them out. Ellie De La Cruz, 203. TJ Friedel, 257. Matt McClain, 185. Spencer Steer, a little bit below that line at 170, at 162. Joey Votto, 222. Encarnacion Strand, 189. Then Will Benson in the nine hole, 370. But also, what price point do you want to pay here? Because the interesting part about this is if you say, you know what? Pittsburgh tends to play decent at home. They're actually the favorite tonight. FanDuel Sportsbook lists them a minus 112 favorite. Cincinnati Reds a minus 104. And that total is listed at 9. Not a lot of love for that game overall here. Chicago Cubs and the Toronto Blue Jays. Not in love with this game either, to be honest with you. 74 degrees, 5-mile-an-hour wind, technically blowing out. We'll see if the roof is open in Toronto. Javier Assad on the mound for the Chicago Cubs. Threw 66 batters over the past 30 days. He actually has some pretty good numbers. If we flip it over there, Jose Berríos will be on the mound here for the Toronto Blue Jays. Now, the interesting thing about this, talked about it with Joe Ranieri on the early line this morning, the lineup for the Chicago Cubs always presents well, or should I say in the past at least 30 to 60 days has presented very well. Some of their numbers are eye-popping, particularly against right-handed pitching. Estimated lineup tonight. Let's just take a look at the first seven batters. Actually, let's go six batters, just to keep it simple. Talkman, Horner, Hap, Bellinger, Swanson, and Candelario. Weighted on base percentages in order. 447, 429, 343, 519, 436, 463. That's pretty impressive. ISO power numbers, again, those metrics that 170 or higher is an above-average hitter in Major League Baseball. Talkman right through Candelario, 227, 206, 217, 362, 409, 271. Something has to give tonight here. The Toronto Blue Jays trying to solidify a wild card position in the AL. The Chicago Cubs trying to win the division in the NL Central and also in the wild card race in the National League. That's a big-time game there tonight. But again, I don't really know if I want to fade Jose Berríos, even though there is a hot lineup. Berríos has decent numbers. 4.13 xFIP. Not great, not terrible. Will that lineup for the Cubs lead them to victory tonight? We'll find out. More Major League Baseball on the way, and also taking a peek at the NFL card, particularly two games I really like this weekend. It's Moneyline. It's a Friday afternoon. It's Donnie Wrightside on the solo mission, and I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Donnie Wrightside here on the grid Friday afternoon talking Major League Baseball action. And by the way, hashtag SG Moneyline if you want to get through. I'm talking about our callers that love us. And the people that listen in regularly, that's Jordan from Phoenix. And he says, at Right Side VP, hashtag SG Moneyline, on the over with you tonight in preseason action. Let's go. Best show on the grid. Have a great weekend, my guy. Absolutely. Have a great weekend for you as well. But we are hunting tonight in Major League Baseball. Again, the pitchers I'm looking to fade tonight, Curry, Nelson, Wainwright, and Kopech. And by the way, Austin Gomber, he's got a 4.59 xFIP. You just fade anybody that goes up, it feels like, against the Dodgers. But by the way, the Dodgers had a minus 405 price point yesterday. And we're down 1-0 heading into the bottom of the seventh inning. That's crazy. They're a real big discount today, by the way, that you can get on the Dodgers. You know what that discount is? Yeah, minus 295. Congratulations. I called it like, it's like, throw a little Coles cash out of there for the Dodgers. Buy that number down a little bit and see if they can win tonight. They'll probably win tonight again, but those numbers, absolutely outrageous. But that's what you get on the back half of the Major League Baseball schedule for sure. Now, the Chicago White Sox here are going to take on the Milwaukee Brewers. Worst pitcher on the card by far. We will be invested in this game, no doubt about it. Now, the game is in Chicago, and I'm showing that there is precipitation in the air. 81 degrees, wind blowing out to left. Let's just say this game does play. Do you want to fade Corbin Burns? No, probably not. He's got a 3.58 xFIP number. How about Corbin Burns' ERA? Listen to this. Eight games started. 50 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's 4-1. ERA 2.49. Sensational. Should be able to go up and down that Chicago White Sox lineup and dominate. But we don't care about that. We care about RBI, and it looks like we had a good one lined up tonight. Kopech can't get out lefties, can't get out righties. On the season, 473 batters he's faced, 232 ISO, weighted on base percentage, 352. Gets worse over the past 30 days. 100 batters to focus in on, 288 ISO power number, 393 weighted on base percentage. Equal opportunity to get him. Why? Lefties 292, ISO, righties 281. Weighted on base percentages to lefties 374, to righties 422, which lines up perfectly, which I told you, I'm going to be in line in this game. You know who I probably want here? Yelich, Santana, and Frelick. Those are the guys that I'd be looking at in this matchup today. That's probably who we're betting tonight there. So four pitchers that are fadeable for me: Curry, Nelson, Wainwright, and Kopech. No doubt about it. Big Major League Baseball card tonight. If you have a wager that you're looking to get in tonight, let me know. 844-843-687 out on the phone lines. And also, if you get through on the Twitter machine, or you want to call it X now, as my tweet deck is now called X Pro, hashtag SG Moneyline. But a good Major League Baseball card tonight. A lot of fun, a lot of consequences between winners and losers, which talks about also the San Diego Padres. Get it together, Padres. Just get it together for me. Give me a slight chance here with that ticket. They take on the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are playing awful baseball themselves. That one will be interesting to watch. But let's talk a little bit about tonight. The NFL card, right? Couple games on. Let me just bring up the card here quickly. New York, Detroit, Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, Green Bay, Cincinnati, Atlanta, Miami, Washington, Cleveland, Denver, and Arizona. The game I'm focused on tonight, and I've told you this, guys, all week long. Rotation number 115-116, Washington Commanders, Cleveland Browns. Line opened up as a 2.5-point favorite here at the FanDuel Sportsbook for Washington. That swung completely over to Cleveland. Cleveland is now a -3 here. Total in this game listed at 38.5 across the board. 39 at some outlets, actually, too, to be honest. Opened up at 38, now sits at 38.5 at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Now, here's the interesting part about this. I really like this game. And a lot of times in preseason action, most of us like to take unders, and rightfully so. You're more likely to have the under, like, covered, if you don't win, right? Where it obviously would be 100% of the game. Right up until the final last two drives of the fourth quarter. A lot of times it's rare in preseason where they really ice and over. And I mean, like, hey, you know what? It's 35, and they got 35 at the break. You know what I mean? But if we're looking at starting quarterbacks on both sides playing tonight, that opens up everything here for us. The Cleveland Browns roster tonight, quarterback, they said Deshaun Watson's going to start. So that's Watson, Mond, Dobbs, and Robinson. Thompson Robinson, I should say. Now, Dobbs didn't play at all in the last game. And quite frankly, I haven't been reading up, so if he's injured at this point and not playing, I actually don't know. But let's just say he is playing. Watson, Mon, Dobbs, and Thompson on the line tonight. You saw Dorian Thompson Robinson get his feet wet. Mobile quarterback in the fourth quarter. You can make hay there. Same thing with Josh Dobbs. Been around the block, has played in big spots in the NFL. No surprise there. Kellen Mond, who was serviceable last week. And Deshaun Watson, a quarterback, probably going to get a drive or two out there. That's what I like to see. That's what you're rating these preseason games on. Let's flip it over to the Washington Commanders. Well, they got a lot of stuff going on here, which includes their offensive coordinator under a little bit of fire, Eric Bieniemy, because he's too harsh on his football players. Now, if we're led to believe that Sam Howell's going to be the starting quarterback, he's supposed to play tonight. Backup quarterback Jacoby Brissett, probably going to play because Ron Rivera said, watch out, don't sleep on Jacoby Brissett actually winning the starting job, which would be ridiculous if that actually happened. But it leads me to believe that they want to keep that fire under Sam Howell, which means he's probably going to get a few series to start this game, and rightfully so. He doesn't have a lot of NFL experience. Jake Fromm also been around the league for a couple years. And also you're talking about Eric Bieniemy. How do you quiet crowds? How do you keep everybody happy? I'm not saying the Washington Commanders have to go out tonight and absolutely lay waste to the defense of the Cleveland Browns. But I do expect that Eric Bieniemy is going to have some pride and he's going to want to score points tonight to prove his offense is working. And yes, his coaching style is absolutely going to work. So I think it makes some sense tonight.
Let me talk to you.
Let me talk to you on that, man. Laying wagers there, 38.5. I think there's a legitimate chance this game gets into the 40s tonight, as I just explained. You already had the dress rehearsal for the Cleveland Browns. They're used to playing. They'll open up their playbook a little bit more. Their starting quarterback's going to play, which means they're going to play their starting offensive line, because you wouldn't do that. But also on the opposite side, the Commanders looking for cohesion here, and no bigger way to get some cohesion than have a couple scoring drives here opening night in their preseason action. Now, rest of the card tonight, okay. Denver, Arizona, don't really care. Atlanta, Miami actually should be a decent one here. Falcons are favored at -2. We know Tua is not playing tonight. Desmond Ridder said he would like to play, but that's up to the coaches as usual. He should play. He's a young quarterback. So maybe they get after it a little bit. But another game I have my eyes on, that's Philadelphia and Baltimore. That's a Saturday night game, 7 p.m. Line opened up at -3 for the Baltimore Ravens. Line then ballooned up, immediately to 6. But we have some line movement in that game here for Saturday night. The Baltimore Ravens have 23 straight wins in the preseason. They haven't lost a football game in the preseason since 2015. That's incredible. That's not luck. You don't luck in the 23 straight preseason games when you're not trying to win any of those. So to be honest, I trust that. I think the Baltimore Ravens win that game. Now, here's the reason. Help me out with this, people. The reason for the line change. We all knew Lamar Jackson wasn't going to be playing. But coming out and stating John Harbaugh, the veterans that are starters aren't going to play in this game. Understood. They probably never play in game number one, which will be in 2015, 2016. 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020. You get my point here? This isn't anything new. So the fact that Harbaugh comes out and says, we're not going to play any entrenched starters tonight. What do you think the Philadelphia Eagles are? On Saturday? You think the Eagles are running out their starters? Jalen Hurts, get a couple series. No. Hey, A.J. Brown, run a couple slant passes. Nope. Devontae? Uh-uh. Dallas Goedert, a tight end? Nope. They ain't going out there. So the fact of the matter, that line shifts just because the head coach said he wasn't going to play, as if he played starters all 3/4 games since 2015. We know that hasn't happened here. We know it. So I guess the people buying in, like, hey, the Eagles like this. You even heard Nick Sirianni talk the other day, basically saying, man, it's amazing what that Ravens streak is. You think he was actually out there going and saying, you know what? Biggest thing for us to do this season, not Super Bowl, not win the division, not make a playoff run. Biggest win of the season, It's going to be beating the Ravens game one of the preseason. It's not happening. Stop. Would they like to end the streak if it's possible in the fourth quarter? Yes. But they're not running out their starters. And if they did, here's what you would hear on Broad Street.
Nick, come out with your hands up. You risked your starters in a preseason game to try to beat the Ravens. It ended up with injuries to multiple starters. Please exit the building.
That's what you would get. Because they don't care about preseason wins, and rightfully so. But saying something about a culture that is ingrained that when the scoreboard is on and a clock is running, the Baltimore Ravens care about that game more than any other NFL team. This isn't like, wow, in their last 8 preseason games, they've won them all. That's not the case. This is a team that has won 23 straight preseason games under John Harbaugh. They want to win in the preseason. And just because the starters aren't playing, they're going to uphold that. So if you think the Baltimore, like, you can't think this way, which I love. Well, I think Baltimore wins, but the Eagles cover. Stop it. Nobody's doing that at a 4.5-point line. You pick the winner, chances are you're going to pick the spread as well. That's usually the way it goes in the NFL. But as I said, we got full cards. Tonight, Friday, 6 games. Saturday, 6 games. Sunday, 2 games. And by the way, you know what I like about this too? Now, granted, you're not going to have Friday afternoon football games. That doesn't make any sense. But you got 2 1 o'clock games on Saturday, a 4 o'clock game and a 5 o'clock game, and then 2 nightcaps. One of those, again, 7 p.m. Philadelphia Eagles, Baltimore Ravens. But then Sunday, you got a doubleheader on Sunday, 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock. Kansas City, New Orleans, San Francisco, and Las Vegas. And by the way, not looking good for our boy Jimmy Garoppolo right now. Brock Purdy. As I bring up the San Francisco 49ers. Dove Kleiman had a tweet. Multiple interceptions so far for Brock Purdy in inter-squad practice. I didn't say inter-squad. In, what did you say, scrimmage practices with the other opposition? Which also brings up the point that, oh yeah, well, if they struggle a little bit, you can always pick up the phone. Phillip Rivers is typically available at that point. Ay-yi-yi-yi-yi. But we got preseason. And if you got wagers on the preseason, go let me know. 844-843-6879. Also, through Twitter, hashtag Moneyline. Mammoth Hops again, punching through. Pittsburgh Steelers on the money line, -162. Green Bay Packers on the money line, -192. Parlay together, +145 price. There we go. The people in the streets, they're betting the preseason. And for the first time in a long time, I actually like 2 preseason wagers in the first week of preseason action. Sensational stuff here. We've got a quick segment to go before we hit hour number 2. It's Donnie Wrightside, right on the grid, SiriusXM channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick little segment here before we hit hour number 2 here on Moneyline on a Friday afternoon. The phone lines will be open all hour number 2, 844-843-6879, as well as the Twitter machine, hashtag SGMoneyline. Any hot plays, any hot topics, let your boy DRS know exactly where you're going with your money. But you know what we're going to do in hour number 2? It is a football Friday here on the Sports Grid Network. Just feels that way. You know, full weekend of football. I know it's preseason. But we're going to do like practice runs here through this, right? When we talk a lot of NFL in hour number 2. And today, we're going to set things up for the expectations of the season for us. Who's going to win the divisions? Who has a legitimate chance to be the MVP? Running backs that are on your radar. And guys, by the way, I don't play fantasy football league-wide season-long anymore. But if you do, let me hear some thoughts on some players you really think are going to bust out this year. Maybe you have a team or two in your back pocket. I also went with a wager the other day. Kay Adams had one of those 25% odds boosts, and you can use a parlay, but it had to be for like futures wagers on, you know, the division markets. I picked a couple division markets here. It's like $25 with a chance to win, I think, close to $1,500, which is what I went with. So I'll let you know which teams I have and which teams I do think will win. But obviously, instead of saying, like, oh, I think Kansas City's going to win it all, or Kansas City divisions, let me know. Let me know who you think is going to win those. Hashtag SG Moneyline or give me a call, 844-843-6879. Also, Major League Baseball action tonight. I told you the pitchers I'm fading tonight. Savion Kerry of the Guardians, Ryan Nelson of the Diamondbacks, Adam Wainwright of the St. Louis Cardinals, and Michael Kopech of the Chicago White Sox. Should be a great night. A lot of good football on tonight as well to sit back, sink your teeth into, and also a total with the Washington Commanders and the Cleveland Browns. -3 favorite here for the Cleveland Browns. Not taking that here. Over 38.5. Makes some sense tonight. Getting action on the board. It's preseason for us gamblers as well. Regular season in under a month. Boy, oh boy, we are waiting for that. But before that happens, hour number two is next. Get your phone calls in. Get your Twitter machine fired up. It's Donnie Wrightside here. I got another hour with you. And you know what? I'm not going anywhere. We'll be right back.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.